Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
All right, welcome in Upstate. It's, what day of the week is it, Diesel? I believe it's Wednesday.
Yeah. Who is sitting across from me right now?
For multiple reasons that you're asking that question right now.
Right, your face is all black and blue.
Swollen.
It's hard to tell who you are.
Yeah. I tell you what, I picked a fight last week and I lost. And I don't mean I picked a fight in a bar before.
You look like
this
Ron
ends up.
White that got stung in the face by like six hornets.
That or is I looked up at Teresa, I think it was Sunday, as my entire face was swollen, my eyes were black, and I'm still battling a little bit ahead of Radiothon tomorrow, so we'll have a couple of guests today, and we got a question of the day, and it's your day to call in and make fun. Make fun of me. Make fun of Diesel if you want to. I don't particularly care because I describe the face made for radio today. Black eyes, swollen. Did get my did take the collar off here as we got on the air. But, again, we're going to have a big show. Brett Freelander is going to join us at 4:37. Our buddy, the ACC Insider. We got a little to talk about with North Carolina and NC State. Then I want to share a moment that Brett had with his son just a week ago. Also, at the top of the 6 p.m. hour, we'll talk with Eric Boynton of the Spartanburg Herald Journal. Panthers training camp, listen, they're on their way to play their first preseason game tomorrow night at 7 p.m. in Buffalo. So we'll catch up with Boynton about the Panthers, and, of course, we'll ask him a question. You know, the Urban Meyer situation continues to change on a daily basis. I'll have a thought about it later on, all right, after we talk with Brett Freelander. Because, again, he had a chance to be a hero. We'll see how it turns out when all is said and done. But, dude, if you're going to have a protest, if you will, and your fans show up in support of your head coach, at least blame it on the right people. I mean, you should have seen the signs this past weekend in Columbus, Ohio, blaming ESPN for this story. It wasn't even ESPN that broke it. They didn't want to even go with it. Why? It was Brett McMurphy, one of their guys that they had to fire in the money layoff. So get your anger in the right direction. It wasn't ESPN. It was Brett McMurphy, and he got called a liar by Urban Meyer at Big Ten Media Days. And by this, I mean he got called a liar. This simple little quote set up everything. I don't know why people would make up those stories. That was a direct insult to Brett McMurphy and his reporting, and guess what? The rest of it was on. So Urban Meyer had a chance to be a hero in this. Whether he ends up being a zero, I don't know. We got a couple of weeks before the Ohio State answer is out there. Also, some other things that we'll get into today. On the flip side of things, Jim Harbaugh is quiet as you've ever heard him. Why? It means one of two things. He's either letting this shake out and, you know, we haven't heard him sleeping over at recruit's house or anything, or he's got a pretty good football team. Or he's worried that if he doesn't win enough games this year, maybe he's out. College basketball just had a major rules change go on earlier today. We'll also talk about some Major League Baseball. I actually watched Hard Knocks last night. Cleveland Browns, you're in trouble. That's all I got to say. And then finally, the PGA Championship begins tomorrow. And let me tell you, you're going to hear some complaints. You're going to hear some complaints. And it's not that the course is too hard. It's the greens are too slow or they're not in good enough shape. And I don't get it because this wasn't about the members. the members there at Bell Reeve, they've been playing on temporary greens. So whatever the green structure is for the PGA the next couple of days, it is on the might be on Mother Nature herself. So a lot of different things we'll get into throughout the day, including giving you the key words that you can text in to 72881 in our free cash dash contest powered by Carolina Coaches. Your 4 p.m. word, if you haven't heard, is cape. Like, don't tug on Superman's cape, or in this instance right here today, it is Diesel that is Superman.
I don't know what I've done to earn that honor, but I'll take it.
I am just coming back being nice to everybody right now, because if somebody else socks me in the eye, I might not be able to look through either one of them tomorrow. So I'm going to be on my best behavior. No,
we need to get you a pair of those old man glasses that are huge, that block out all extraneous light.
Here's the deal. The last, say, 72 hours since I woke up Saturday morning, it has been put ice on my face, and then an hour later put heat on my face. So right now my body doesn't know if ice or heat is coming. But I will say this, with a little bit of steroid action going on, I look a whole lot better than I did just 4 days ago. So, again, we'll continue to get better. And listen, here's the thing. I wanted to get back because tomorrow and Friday – are two of the most special days of the year here at Intercom. It is Radiothon. We will all be set up from 6 a.m. to 7 p.m. at Greenville Hospital System. Radiothon goes to benefit Children's Hospital. And listen, I'm going to get better. Yeah, I'm going to get my strength back, everything else. We're going to talk to some people, unfortunately, that their children, you know, they're battling issues that they may battle for their entire life. And here's the, I was feeling pretty low just the other day. You were on me about, hey, man, it's good to, I guess I tweeted something out Wednesday night. And you're like, hey, man, I'm glad you're on top. I don't even remember that. I just know that when I got home Wednesday night, all you're hearing all this stuff about Urban Meyer break. And, of course, with a 17-year-old daughter now, because Leslie Brooke did turn 17 last week, Diesel, I don't have a whole lot of there's not a big margin for error in my life when it comes to domestic abuse, but we'll get into that a little bit later on. Here is your generic question of the day, because you know it's coming. You know it's coming here in the next couple of days. Clemson is now into fall practice. Same thing at South Carolina. Fall practice going on all over the country. Is we're now, what, 23 days, I believe, from kickoff for the Tigers. We're just really, if I can do my math correctly, I believe like 16 days until the 25th. There's actually 5 games that weekend, and we'll all be soaking them in, just like we will be soaking in all these preseason games that start tomorrow night at 7 o'clock. So the thing is, you know, you don't get preseason games in college football, but you're going to get some of the most generic answers here from your coach. What is the one that you are planning, that you know you're going to hear about? We've got a list of them here, and we'd love to hear some from you, even pass this around a little bit here at work today. I'll give you an example of a generic answer that you're going to hear from a head coach, probably an offensive coordinator, defensive coordinator, position coach. But one that I'm talking about is we're way further along than where we thought we'd be right now. What the world does that mean? How bad were you? You know, that could be for a team that won 0 games last year or a team that won the national championship. But you're going to hear a coach, and probably your coach, say, we're way further along than what we care, than what we thought we'd be. Now, we have a list of others, Diesel, and, you know, when we come back, we'll let you get in yours. We'll also get in some other things because you know, some really news starting to break all over the college football world, no doubt about it. But, again, we'll give you a 5 p.m. keyword today, a 6 p.m. keyword. We'll mix in Brett Freelander, the ACC insider columnist, at 4:37. At the top of the 6 p.m. hour, it's our buddy Eric Boynton from the Spartanburg Herald Journal. And, listen, thought we were going to have one of those moments, if you will, something to really watch here, because we've had some good ones. You know, the World Cup got us through a month there, and leading up to from the middle of June to the middle of July. One of my favorite trips that we've ever done here at ESPN Upstate was an all-night drive to the Little League World Series a couple of years ago. when from right here in Greenville. Northwood Little League goes on and wins their first ever game, State of South Carolina's first ever game at the Little League World Series. Unfortunately, to the Tumbling Brothers, our friends, they went down, they represented the state of South Carolina. Unfortunately, tonight's final in the Southeast Regional down there and somewhere in Georgia, Warner Robins, I believe, is Virginia and Alabama, I believe it is. So that means Northwood Little League came up short. I wasn't going to be able to make an all-night all-night drive. I'll never forget. Price and I left here at 2 a.m. I think we got into Williamsport right at about 1:15 in the afternoon. Had to go through all this craziness, figure out where we were, go pick up our credit so we could be set up on the air at 4 o'clock. And I'll never forget that. Here we are. Just happened to be on the air when South Carolina wins their first ever game, which includes a no-hitter. And that was just one of those great days when it comes to this show that you never knew. I mean, that was an experience that I'd always watched on television but never got to take a part of personally.
I still love that audio of Tim Kirchen jumping out of his seat when that kid hit the home run.
Terrence Gist. I'll never forget. Oh, my God, I think is what Tim Kirchen from Baseball Tonight said as a 13. I think it was this. Oh, my God, that's a 13-year-old? As he hit one up on top of the hill there in that South Carolina win. So anyway, you can get in with us. It's open phones till 4:37. We'll talk to Brett Freelander about some things with North Carolina and NC State. And, listen, a lot of love headed Clemson's way. I thought we'll come back with that. The defensive line getting a lot of love, especially when you realize one of those top players says he was playing at roughly 50% health level next year. Think about how good the Clemson defensive line could be this year with Dexter Lawrence being 100% healthy. Again, open phones when we come back, and then Brett Freelander at 4:37, and then, of course, open phones for over an hour till Eric Boynton at the top of the 6 p.m. hour. Straight Up with Sturge, we're back, 844-GSP-ESPN. Don't forget Radiothon tomorrow and Friday. All right, welcome back in. Man, it feels so good to be back here at work. You know, you're pretty fortunate when you get to say that, and you look up here on the TV, and here you are in the fall practice. And, I mean, shoot, we got jamboree action, I believe, this weekend when it comes to high school football. And, you know, one name I miss when it comes to this time of the year, Sertoma. You know, when I was a kid, that meant, hey, it was the beginning of football season when you saw the Sertoma Classic or jamboree, things of that nature. So I miss that. But here on today, of course, it's August 8th. We're getting the Ocho. And I guess I kind of figured that out last night when I was like, ESPN has obviously looked for some things to fill time here during the summer. But Dodgeball on ESPN2 last night, and I mean Dodgeball the movie, I'm always up for that. But I was definitely surprised to see Dodgeball the movie playing last night. And then, of course, that was just the lead into today for the Ocho all day long on August 8th. Why? Because it's what ESPN does. And, of course, what was it? Pepper Fitzsimmons going, the whole thing would broadcast on ESPN, the Ocho, in the movie Dodgeball. So that's why they kicked it off last night.
Yeah, I love this. I've seen three sports already today that I've never even heard of. I've never seen before. I don't know what it is.
Now we're watching flat
track. Yeah, we're watching flat track roller derby. But honestly, I don't understand what's happening in flat track roller derby.
Dang, I used to know a guy with the Greenville Roller Dames, I think their name is, and Derby Dames, whatever. He was their PA announcer and all. I wish I could get him to call in right now. But it's something about the number of people you pass, I don't get it either. So let's see. What else have you watched here? Cornhole is something that I'm sorry.
Everybody knows how to play cornhole. I don't know that it's an obscure sport anymore.
Well, the point is with cornhole, everybody does that in the parking lots at football games across the country.
I get better when I have three or four beers in me.
Yeah, it's kind of like darts.
I'm awful at it when I'm sober.
But the thing, I'm sorry. I know it's the way we're going. But this whole esports being on serious TV, I get the fact there's a lot of money in it now, and there's now universities They're putting esports teams together. Mm-hmm. But I can't sit there and watch that stuff. I'm not a gamer. So I just.
Well, I even caught myself the last 2 days watching some online clips of people playing video games to try to get some ideas, to get strategies from people who are really good at this, who make a lot of money at these particular games. And you can pick up things here or there. I can't sit there and watch more than 10 minutes of it tops. And then I'm like, well, now I just want to go play the game.
I'm just not that kind of guy. So the whole esports thing, I know it's going to get big, and that's something we're going to have to put up with. But I actually need, I don't know, some kind of game being played. It's like all the high school coaches I talk to right now, and now college coaches, one thing that they have to control inside their locker rooms is this game called Fortnite that is just taking over the world. And, again, think about it. One of the things I learned last night from Ryan Nassib of the Cleveland Browns, a defensive end, I believe. First of all, Taylor Swift, I think it's after him. But number two, if you spend 2 hours a day checking in Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, what else are you checking in now when it comes to social media? I'm Facebook and Twitter. I have an Instagram account. I don't check.
Yeah, I just use the big three.
Okay.
I don't use anything else. I tried to get on Snapchat, and the whole point was, like, women are supposed to send you naughty photos on Snapchat because they go away. But I never got any.
Well, think about
and it.
And it
kept making my phone crash, so I said, well, there's no reason for me to have this.
Think about it. I'm not the smartest guy. I'm not the smartest individual. You spend 2 hours a day on social media, that's 1/12 of your year. 1 month of your year that is gone. Just by looking at your phone or your laptop or whatnot. I got to get better about that myself. I was literally, the numbers are there. I was blown away. 2 hours a day. And that's 1/12. That's a month out of your year gone when it comes to social media. Things you'll learn here on this show. Like Clemson football, you know who is helping out at practice and there in the indoor practice facility as it looks like weather has driven the Tigers inside. We can give you a weather update from Garlington and Woodruff Road. It's dark outside. Is that fair? We had a little bit of rain earlier.
Well, it's raining now.
Okay. But Brett Favre is hanging out with defensive coordinator Brent Venables at Clemson's indoor practice facility today. And one of the stories has been Clemson, first of all, Venables is upset. Imagine that. He's upset at his defensive line. Why? Because of all the tension that they've gotten here in the offseason. Well, that's what comes with the number of All-Americans coming back and Christian Wilkins, Cleland Farrell, all these guys. But the big name, Dexter Lawrence. Yeah, he's going to be a junior this year. Some people already have him in the top five of the NFL draft this upcoming year. The word yesterday was coming out of Clemson, he played last year somewhere between 40 and 50% health. Oof. He hurt his
Scary.
Foot earlier at the end of his freshman year, and he had a little nerve damage done. So here's the thing. He worked on his upper body placement and weight and just took up space there. He really wasn't able to drive. That's why you didn't see him make a – but think about it. Now, they're saying he is as healthy as he's been since he showed up his freshman year in Clemson. If he made it through last year in a year that a lot of people did not expect Clemson to find themselves in the college football playoff – at 40 to 50% health, and he's now back healthy. Oh, yeah, Christian Wilkins on the side, and you got those two defensive ends. Brent Venables can be mad at those guys all he wants for the attention that they're bringing to Clemson. It is legit, because if you've ever stood next to Dexter Lawrence, that dude's a man. He is an absolute man. And this isn't we're not talking – he's chiseled. You know what I mean? He's not just a big, big fella. He looks muscular. I cannot believe I'd heard grumbling that, he's not going to get healthy till after the season. Dexter is a man of few words. For him just to come out and say yesterday, yeah, I was somewhere between 40 and 50% last year, to me, that speaks volumes for how good that defensive line at Clemson can be this year. But speaking of, there gives you your first opportunity when we get into our list of generic sayings. What's something that you expect to hear from Scott Satterfield coming up here in the in the coming weeks, probably by the end of this weekend?
Well, I always expect to hear. Well, there's really no drop off from our ones and twos, and we've been out there working pretty hard, and You know, the guys that are coming up, they're getting better. If they're getting better, there's got to be a drop off between their ones and twos.
Isn't there a reason that some of them are ones and some of them are twos? I mean, that would be, you know, other things that I want to get into. Of course, guess what department of somebody's football program has been the best ever for the last 6 months? The strength and conditioning program. Our guys have never come in better shape than they are right now. All the credit goes to our strength and conditioning department. This is the most in-shape football team that we have ever seen show up. Too bad when you get on tape and you're about 0-5 and somebody can go back and hear, well, why aren't you in shape now halfway through the year when you're 1-5? But that is usually the star about this time. Man, tell you what, we've never had a team come back in this good of shape. The star of our football program right now is everybody in our strength and conditioning department. If that was the case, everybody would go 6-6.
That's true. Well, you know, it's the only program, it's the program that's actually doing something right now.
Yep. Now, not this week, but you know we're getting ready here over the next 2 weeks to get moved into everybody's first opponent is one of the likely Final Four contenders for the college football playoff. You know what I mean? It doesn't matter if you're opening up. I mean, Tennessee, West Virginia, you know, Clemson's played some big games back in the past. You got Notre Dame, Michigan the opening weekend, some really good games. But it doesn't matter down to the team that finished 2-10 in the Sun Belt last year, Louisiana Monroe. Is that doing you injustice?
I'm not sure if they finished 2-10
okay.
or not.
But my point being, they're in the Sun Belt, right? Because I get confused. Yes. We had this conversation about Sun Belt Coosa earlier today. But even Louisiana Monroe, they're a likely contender at going 12-0 and finding themselves, like UCF, in the conversation last year.
Well, we're not really looking forward to anybody on the schedule this season. We're just taking it all one game at a time.
Wouldn't you love to hear a coach show up and go, you know what? We got to have the biggest bunch of jokes out here. You know, the kids showed up fat. They showed up out of shape. They don't really seem like they got football in mind. And just jerk with the media that way. So when you come out and you go 7-5, it looks like you've done hero's work for the year. Of course, that's why football coaches have the problems that they have. They have to present a certain image. And that's one of the things that's going to get Urban Meyer in trouble. To what extent, we don't know. Now, this much I want to say before we go out to break, because Brett Freelander, we're going to talk some ACC football, and then you want to talk about having a cool father-son moment in the last couple of weeks. We'll get with Brett about that as well. But again, after that, I'm going to get his opinion on Urban Meyer, because here's the deal. Urban Meyer is not the first, and he's not the last head football coach, head basketball coach, head baseball coach, all the way down to the head cross-country coach that has lied to the media. That is what football coaches, that's what coaches do. You know, I remember Tim Barade, who's now retired as Clemson Sports Information Director, going, the industry changed when you couldn't sit on anything and put it out at 5:30 on Friday afternoon or wait till Monday morning and get the weekend over with. That's when it all changed. You could do that back in the day. Well, Urban Meyer, and I'll make this kind of, after Brett Freelander, he had a chance to be hero. He was worried about his image. He could have been the biggest hero out there. But unfortunately, you know, here's the deal. Let's at least let the chips fall where they may. Last week, everybody, fire Urban Meyer. That's where we are in this country right now. Fire, we'll get to the truth later on. Fire, we'll get to the truth later on. So, again, Urban, it's not what you did or how you did it. To me, it's where you screwed up, and we won't ever quite look at you the same way. However, we got issues at North Carolina. 13 different athletes are going to be suspended for games this year. NC State. Yeah, I read an article on CBSSports.com earlier saying what a program Dave Doran has built there in Raleigh. What has he built? Guess what? These are some of the questions we're going to ask our buddy Brett Freelander when we come back, as he is the ACC insider journalist for the North State Journal. And guess what? You can follow him on Twitter at BFriedACC. All right, welcome back in. We are headed to the guest line. It's our resident White Goodman of Dodgeball, because he has no interest in ESPN The Ocho today. It's our buddy Brett Freelander. How we doing?
I'm doing okay. I'm actually sitting here watching The Godfather on AMC and writing a Clemson basketball preview for Blue Ribbon Basketball Yearbook.
So all right, real,
that's why I'm watching The Ocho.
Real quickly, we'll get into it a little bit later on, I guess. College basketball got a little bit dropped on its ears earlier today with some of the new rules that came out.
You know, I think a lot of it was window dressing, to be honest with you. The one good thing that I saw that came out of it is that guys who go into the draft and don't get picked will be able to come back to school. I think that's a great thing. But other than that, I don't see a whole lot of, like, earth-shattering changes.
Okay. Hey, listen, let me ask you. First of all, it comes down, and like your article for the North State Journal said, it could have been worse for North Carolina when it came to these 13 players that were suspended. Who's in bigger trouble, North Carolina football this fall, or the fact that we found out yesterday Clemson defensive lineman Dexter Lawrence was playing at 40 to 50% health last year, and he was still named a second-team All-American?
Yeah, I think that's bad news for anybody who's on Clemson's schedule, because Dexter can play, and we saw that, and I can only imagine how much better he can be at 100%. So, yeah, and, you know, the thing about that defensive line, too, is as great as they are individually, the fact that they're all there together, I mean, you can't double-team anybody. I mean, because if you do, it's like the old pick-your-poison kind of thing. I'm really looking forward to seeing those guys play. I mean, it's going to be interesting to see if anybody gains yardage on that defense, let alone scores.
Whoops, sorry there. All right, there.
Yeah, I thought it was deep.
All right, we continue with Brett Freelander, the ACC insider columnist for the North State Journal. But all you have to do is follow him on Twitter at BFriedACC, because he links everything up there. And that includes, you know, like you said, it could have been worse for North Carolina, but could it really be any worse for Larry Fedora right now? And the fact you're coming off a bad year, then you had the little incident or the saying that got national attention at ACC football kickoff. Now you got 13 players suspended over the course of this games this season. This has gone after 1 year off the tracks. This is a really, really big year for North Carolina football, and particularly Larry Fedora.
It is. And like I said, it could have been worse. 13 players were suspended, but let's look at the most influential of that group. Chaz Surratt, quarterback, he was the number one ranked player in North Carolina and one of the top quarterbacks in the country a couple of years ago. You figured that he had a chance to be a starter. Well, you know, they also have Nathan Elliott, who is battling for the starting job and who may have beaten Surratt out. So, you know, for the first four games, you're going to have an experienced quarterback who played the last three games of the season last year. And you know, if everything stays, you know, the way it, you know, it starts, I mean, if Elliott plays well, he'll be the starter the whole season. If he doesn't, you've got the luxury of having a guy like Surratt come back almost like off the waiver wire in week five against Miami, and you know, you can make changes, you can improve if you need to. As far as the defensive ends are concerned, Timone Fox and Malik Carney are their two starting defensive ends. Both of them were suspended for four games, but somehow or another they wrangled out that they've staggered the suspensions. So they're only going to be without one at a time. So the blow there won't be quite as bad as it could have been. There are a couple of guys in the secondary who are battling for starting positions. Bo Corrales is expected to be one of their, you know, in their wide receiver rotation. But when you look at the other guys, I mean, you know, there's not a whole lot of starters in there. And like I said, they got off pretty easily. Now, here's the thing. They go out to California in week one, and then they go to East Carolina in week two. As far as Larry is concerned, after a 3-9 season, I think it's absolutely imperative that he start 2-0 against that crew. If he can, then there are enough wins in there where they can get to 6, maybe 7, and get to a bowl game, and all of a sudden Larry will be off the hot seat. But if they start out 0-2 with a bunch of suspensions coming up and important players whether they're starters or backups, that won't be available going into the bulk of their ACC season. Now all of a sudden he's got a lot of trouble, and I you know, considering the CTE stuff that went on at ACC media day, considering the fact that they went 3-9 last year, although with the injuries, you know, you could say that they had a good excuse. And here's the biggest thing: the fact that Dave Doran over at NC State is having an absolute monster year in recruiting, mm-hmm. and it's coming off a 9-win season. I mean, that more than anything will get in hot water. I think Larry could be in trouble if they don't get off to a good start.
Brett, what have you heard from the NCAA as far as their justification for allowing North Carolina to stagger these suspensions in this way? Because most of the time when you hear of suspensions, it's usually the first 2 to 4 games or whatever the suspension happens to be. And you said you felt like North Carolina sort of got off easy in this situation. Does it feel like a little bit that that the NCAA is propping up a blue blood yet again?
No, I don't think so, because there's precedent for this. I mean, if you remember when South Carolina and Clemson had that brawl the last game of the season, they had a whole bunch of suspensions. Both teams had their suspensions staggered like that just because there were so many guys involved. And in this case, the reasoning that was given is that there were 3 defensive ends that were among the 13 players that were suspended, the 2 starters and a backup who probably wouldn't have been in the top 2. He probably would have been 3rd on the depth chart. But they had 3 defensive ends, and to avoid getting so thin at that one position as to risk guys getting injured, they gave them a dispensation to allow them to stagger it so that, you know, they would have ample guys to play that position. That's the, you know, the explanation that was given. Whether you buy it or not, that's up to you. But that's what they're saying.
All right, Brett, before we close up, you have covered Masters, Super Bowls, Final Fours, World Series. You name it, you covered it. But you did something cool with your son a week and a half ago when it came to Chipper Jones's induction into Cooperstown. Just talk about that moment real quick. I hate that word, talk about. But seeing y'all in your, you know, for people that don't know, your son works for the Braves organization. Seeing y'all up there. All right.
Nope, he works for the Carolina Hurricanes.
All right. Yep. But my point being, y'all are long, long Braves fans. And to get that moment up there in Cooperstown, that has to go right to the top.
You know, you talk about bucket list, mm-hmm. Experiences. This is one that I couldn't have even imagined on a bucket list. It was very cool. You know, baseball is a father-son game. Mm-hmm. It has been forever. I mean, you watch the movie Field of Dreams, you get the idea. And most of the time, when you ask somebody why their favorite team is what their favorite team is, and it's probably because that was my dad's favorite team. And in the case of the Braves, you know, Paul and I, you know, we share that. And Chipper Jones was his favorite player right from the get-go. Chipper was drafted first overall in 1990, which is the year my son was born. And by the time Chipper retired in 2012, my son was a senior at high school. So basically, his entire childhood, this was his favorite player. And so when Chipper retired, Paul said, "I'm going to be at Cooperstown when he gets inducted."
All right.
I said, "Well, if he goes, I'm going to be there with you." So we went, and it was a once in a lifetime experience for sure.
That was fantastic. All right, thanks for checking on me. In the honor of all of our favorite football coaches, what generic answer along the lines, "I think this is our best conditioned team ever," have you already heard from a coach in the past week?
Let's see. There is Scotty Montgomery at East Carolina. There was Dave Clawson at Wake Forest and Dave Doran at NC State. I would say at least 3. In the last week.
Yep. Well, that's sort of our topic of the day. You know, you're going to get it from your favorite football coach here in the next couple of days. So just get used to it. Again, thanks for everything, Bud. I appreciate you checking up on me. Everything is going okay, and by next week we'll be a whole lot better, okay?
Good. Just stay out of the road and don't let those trucks hit you anymore.
I'll tell you what, it turned out, like I said, it was Teresa's SUV. And real quick, my daughter is like getting some of my text messages last night. She calls Teresa, goes, why is Dad telling Brett Freelander via text that you ran over him? I'm like, oh, my goodness. That's why I'm glad she's down in Florida. All right, bud, we'll do that picture of the lasagna in person here soon enough, okay?
Sounds good, my friend.
All right, talk to you later. There's Brett Freelander, the ACC and columnist. Just go follow him at BeFriedACC. When we come back, again, another one of these generic answers. Also, we'll start moving in to the Urban Meyer situation, but one of the longest tenured coaches ever has announced his retirement from college football earlier today. Some more generic answers that you're going to get from your football coach here in the next couple of days. I'll give you one. There's something special in this locker room. Could be gas. You know, never know. Never know.
Yeah, I mean, you've been in a locker room before. You know that smell.
Yeah, exactly. All right, we just looked down. We saw the Rock 101 van, and getting out of it was Robert Martin. You're giving him a shout-out later on. I'm going to steal this from you as well because we got Radiothon tomorrow and Friday. All seven radio stations set up there in the lobby at GHS. You know, talk about a crew that has worked their butts off this week. It's everybody in engineering getting the stages built and everything else as they will do. And then also, Jerry from engineering made a big announcement earlier today as well. He's retiring after 42 years and change in the business. Imagine doing anything for 42 years.
I think radio back then was just two cans and a string.
I was going to say, dude. You
broadcast one signal to one person.
Or you could stand out there at the corner of Woodruff and Garlington Road and yell it out over a megaphone and have a chance to reach as many people. But those guys in engineering, they do great work. And again, some of the stories that you're going to hear from Radiothon here in the next couple of days, listen, just like me, you know, I'm getting back from getting screwed with. I never, ever realized I was going to end up with two black eyes and a swollen face. Guess what? It's going to go away. I'm going to get back to my same old ugly self, hopefully with a better attitude, Diesel. But guess what? It's going to end there. Some of these kids, some of these families, they're going to battle these issues for the rest of their lives. And even, you know, the good Lord's got a way of making things work out because I probably need that little nudge, if you will, right now. So always good to catch up with our buddy Freelander. And again, I forgot, his son was working for the Braves until he got out of that intern position and got a paid position with the Carolina Hurricanes. So, of course, you can always follow our good friend Brett Freelander at BeFried ACC. All right. Yeah, one of the things he talked about there, North Carolina gets out, and you asked the question about Blue Bloods. You know, I thought he hit the nail on the head. The biggest thing that is going on for North Carolina right now is the fact that if you look over in Raleigh, Dade Dorn's getting some positive plug when it comes to being the head coach for NC State. Now, listen, he leads them to, what, 9 wins, which ties a record. NC State has not won more than 9 games in a season in their football history. You know, 9 wins back in the late 70s got Bo Ryan the LSU job. And then, of course, we know 6 weeks to the day after he's announced as head coach at LSU, he dies in a plane crash. You know, Dick Sheridan's the only person that got NC State to 9 wins and never took off. So what Dave Dorn is doing, and you remember he got sniffed out, if you will, by the University of Tennessee last year. What Dave Dorn is doing in recruiting right now is he's whooping North Carolina. They got 14, did the Wolfpack, 14 different commitments between June 1st and July 10th, and they went soaring up the recruiting rankings. Now they're in the top 20 in every single recruiting ranking. And the thing that Brett didn't really have time to elaborate on when it comes to NC State, they're keeping the in-state talent at home. You know, that's the biggest thing. There's a lot of football talent. And what's one school? What's one school that North Carolina has really had to ward off, if you will, in the past? Clemson's always been really good in the state of North Carolina, but now you go look at the Tigers, they're recruiting nationally. So NC State keeping these kids at home, and they're doing it quietly. Now, Dorn has got about as much personality as my left you-know-what. He's not the nicest guy that I've ever been around. You ask him something he doesn't like, he pops off. I mean, he made the comment last week about Clemson. Well, it's real easy to recruit and be successful when you have everything that Clemson has. Well, guess what? Clemson didn't have that back in the day. When they started, you know, when they started putting some money into it, guess what? The recruits started showing up. Now that the recruits started showing up, you win games, you make the college football playoff, more and more money comes in. That's part of life. It's part of business. So I think Dabo Swinney should have taken exception. He handled it the right way. But, you know, Dave Dorn, you could do the same thing. Convince your powers that be to NC State to figure out if you're a football or a basketball school.
I was just thinking the exact same thing. I mean, the state of North Carolina does not have a Power Five football power. Virginia Tech is the football power in the state of Virginia. Clemson is the football power
now
in the state of South Carolina. Right now. But the state of North Carolina has never had a generationally dominant team.
And Duke and Wake Forest
football
will never be able to do it due to the type of schools. North Carolina is a basketball school, and that's all they really ever want to be. So North Carolina State has to figure out, are we a football or are we a basketball school? You can't be one during one part of the season in it. Not saying you can't be great, but both your national championships at NC State came in basketball. But they fancy themselves as a football school during the football season. You at least get that identity a little bit right, and it will serve you in the long run. So I know one thing that we could do that would make some people happy in North Carolina, give them a chance to win $1,000 free and clear on Intercom Greenville, and ESPN Upstate in our free Stash Cash contest.
Yeah, and we'll give them that keyword after the top of the hour.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Forgot. Been gone a little bit, Diesel. You know, used to be we did it on the way. Now it's done by the hour. So when we come back, you can talk about Dave Dorn and NC State. But Urban Meyer was so worried about his PR, his image in the public. He could have been the hero of coaches if he would have just done what's right. I'm not willing to throw him completely under the bus, but again, had you just done what's right, you would never be dealing with this stuff because you would have been the hero in the eyes of so many.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.